Gachet Chulin Perchet Mishneh Hey Kebach Nachri Bishel Nevela Harezu Asu. The keva is the stomach of an animal, and inside that keva sometimes there's milk that the animal suckled, milk before it was shechted. Now, if the Nachri is the one that shechted the animal, then that animal is an avela. The shechita of a Nachri is not kosher, so the animal has a din of an avela. So that's what it means here, kevach Nachri v'shal avela. The keva, the milk inside the stomach of an animal which was shechted by a guy, which is an avela, is asur. You cannot drink the milk that's inside the keva, and just like the keva itself, the stomach of the animal has a din of an avela, since the Nachri shechted it, so too the milk that's found inside the keva is asur, as it also has a din of an avela. You cannot drink that milk. Hamamid ba'or shel keva k'shera. And yesh benoisin tam harezu asur.
Somebody who makes cheese by putting the or of the keva, the skin from the stomach of an animal, into the milk, and that way the milk curdles and turns into cheese. Now this is asur, this is basur, the chalad or the keva, the din basur, and you're putting it into milk in order to make cheese. So therefore, if you put enough or a keva into the milk, that keva gives time to the milk, then the cheese that is made from it is asur, as it's basur b'chol. Now, even though if you use the ore of a keva that wasn't available and you made cheese with that, it would be asur even if you put in very little ore a keva, that it didn't give flavor to the milk. The reason being is that we're more machmer by maimed. This is called maimed, that the ore keva is what's turning the milk into cheese. And since it's maimed the chalav and turning it into cheese, we are more machmer than normal, even if you put very little of it inside the milk, that it could not have given flavor to the milk, even so the cheese is awesome. But in this case, where you use the or keva from an animal that was kosher, but you had a problem of basa b'chalav, we are not machmer, even though the or keva is maimed and turning the milk into cheese, we are only machmer if it was enough to give taste to the milk. And this is different, since both the milk and the basa, the or keva, is kosher. Just by combining them, it's also from basur b'chalav, so we are not machmer. And if the or keva did not give taste to the milk, then the cheese that is formed from it would be mutter. Ksheva sheyanka mina trepa. Te basa asur. An animal that was a ksheva, not a trepa, that had nourished before it was shechted from an animal that was a trepa. Now you shechted the animal that was ksheva and you found the milk inside the keva of the animal. That milk is also, you cannot drink that milk. Since the milk came from a trepa, just like a trepa itself is asur to eat, so too the milk of a trepa is asur to eat. So therefore, the milk that's found inside this keva that came from a trepa is asur. Trepa sheyanka minakshera kebasa muteris. But an animal with a trepa and is asur to eat that had nourished from an animal that's a kshera. In such a case, the milk that's found inside the keva of the trepa is muter mipnei shekanes b'meyeha. The reason being that the milk is just sitting in its stomach. It's not considered part of the animal. So even though the animal is a trepa, and therefore you're not allowed to eat the actual animal, but the milk that's inside the keva of that animal is not considered part of the animal. And since that milk came from an animal that was a ksheira, you're allowed to drink the milk that you found inside the keva.
The achumras that we find by the Isser of Achilas Chelet, which we don't find by the Isser of Achilas Dam. And so too, the achumras that we find by the Isser of Achilas Dam, which we don't find by the Isser of Achilas Chelet. Chomer b'chelet. What is the stringency that we find by the Isser of Achilas Chelet? Sha'chelet mo'olam ba. Somebody who benefits from the chelet of a korban would be chayav to bring a korban me'ilam. And even by cutting kalim such as a shlamin or a todah, in which there is no chayav to bring a korban me'ilam, if you benefit from it before shechita. But if you benefit from the emurim, the part of the korban that's put on the mizbeach after shechita, and this includes the chelev, there would be a chiyah to bring a korban me'ilam. As opposed to by dam, if you benefit from the dam of a korban, you do not have to bring a korban me'ilam. V'chayav v'nalav misham pigo v'naiser v'tameh ma she'en kein v'dam. And so too, if the korban is pigo, if the shechita were done with the mashevet chutzos mana, that the shochet had in mind that he would eat from the basar of the behemah after the allotted time for that korban. The korban is pigo, and anybody who eats from the basar is chayav karis, and so too, if you eat from the chelev of that korban, is a chayav karis, as opposed to by dam. If you eat from the dam of a korban that's pigo, there is no chayav karis for pigo. So too, to the chayav for nicer. If the basar of the behemah was left over after the allotted time for that korban, to the chayav for eating from the basar, and that includes the chelev, to eat from the chelev that's nicer, there is a chiyuv. As opposed to by dam, if you eat from the dam of a korban that's nicer, there is no chiyuv for nicer. And so too, there's a chiyuv for tumah. If you eat from the basal of a korban while you are tummy, there's a chiyuv kart. And so too, if you eat from the chela while you're tummy, there's a chiyuv kart. As opposed to by dam, if you eat from the dam of the korban while you're tummy, there is no chiyuv kart for tumah. The chaymer bidam. There are stringencies we find by the Isra Bachilas Dam, which we don't find by the Isra Bachilas Chilab. Sha'adam noheg bebehema b'chaya fa'ov bein t'meim u bein t'horim. The Isra Bachilas Dam applies to a behema and to a chaya and to an oath. Whether the behema, chaya, and oath is tame, a behema that you're not allowed to eat, or whether it's tar, the type of behema that you are allowed to eat, in all cases it's a chiyuv for eating the dam. B'chela dein noheg ala behema t'horah bovad. As opposed to by the Isra Bachilas Chilab, that Isra only applies by a behema tahora, a behema which is mutter to eat, as opposed to a behema tmei, a behema that's also to eat, there is no Isra Chilab. And so too by an oaf and a chai, there is no Isra for the Achilas Chilab.